Movie trailers can be a lot of fun, and they can also seem to go on forever. This summer's expected blockbuster, Man of Steel, has a trailer that is 3 minutes long.
You're the answer, son. You're the answer to Are We Alone in the Universe?
Can I just keep pretending I'm your son?
You are my son. And I have to believe that you were sent here for a reason.
Renee, I think I'm ready for that to be over already.
2 minutes and 45 seconds to go, though, David. And multiply that trailer by the 7 or 8 trailers commonly shown before a movie, and we're talking 20-something minutes of just trailers. Now, The Hollywood Reporter is reporting that the National Association of Theater Owners is pushing back against movie studios. It wants trailers to be shorter, limited to just 2 minutes each max. Hollywood Reporter's Pamela McClintock wrote that story.
Basically, the theater owners are saying, these are our theaters and we want more control over how movies are marketed. And I think they don't like it that trailers can eat up, like you said, up to 20 minutes of time before the movie starts showing.
How did trailers get so long?
I think they've always been this long. However, because now there's more and more trailers before a movie, it seems longer. And currently, the trailer guideline is set out by the Motion Picture Association of America, not by the theater owners. Their rules say, please don't make it longer than 2.5 minutes, and we'll give you one exception a year. So in the case of Man of Steel, Warner Brothers has one theatrical trailer that's 3 minutes.
And they play the trailers even if they think they're too long because?
I mean, studios actually have to pay for a lot of the trailers, so
but it's sort of like the trailers are ads.
Right, exactly. But they're still saying in this case, look, we feel like there's a problem and what can we do to solve it?
What can they do? I mean, I understand that these are voluntary guidelines that
right.
Everybody's been going along with for a long time. I mean, are the studios saying, you know, forget it, we need those 2.5 minutes?
Yeah, I mean, these are proposed rules. And last week, people from the National Association of Theater Owners briefed each of the studios. And I'm being told that, you know, several studios are saying flat out, we won't accept this. And others are also opposing it. But the problem comes if a theater owner does say, look, we won't play your trailer if it's more than 2 minutes. Even if the rules are voluntary, they could feasibly say that. And that's what's upsetting studios.
So movie theaters are rebelling. And the studios don't like it, but in a way they need the theaters, obviously, to get their trailers out there. Do you think this could lead to a change in what we theater goers see when we, you know, sit ourselves down looking forward to maybe a few trailers and then the movie?
You know, I think it's possible. I mean, it's going to be interesting to see how it plays out and, you know, what ultimately happens. But again, you know, I don't know that studios are willing to change the way they market movies and the length of a trailer time, but it is going to be an interesting discussion. And, you know, even with the internet, seeing a trailer inside of a theater is still considered probably the best way to reach a moviegoer outside of television advertising.
Pamela McClintock is a senior film writer at The Hollywood Reporter. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much.